it's time once again for Atheist News Network.
Obviously, we found so much enjoyment in it, we decided to do it again, because our comments were just so useful.
I keep saying that it's a semi-regular feature, because I'm kind of hedging against a week that we don't do it.
Are you trying to point out that we're lazy or inconsistent?
I am criminally lazy.
That I'm not going to argue. I mean, I just look at you, and that's that.
I may or may not have spent time behind bars for my laziness.
Well, there went the thought that I was going to berate you with.
All right, so what we got this week, I found an article about a teacher who teaches history and government in the state of Texas who was suspended for being an atheist and too liberal. Now, of course, this is Texas, so I'm not entirely shocked.
Now, this is Brooklyn, Texas, which is 16 miles out of Jasper, Texas. So, I mean, we're talking not really huge suburbs of this. But, I mean, the article in and of itself is just fascinating.
This is not a massive city that we're talking about. No. This is small town Texas.
Yeah.
I would have preferred it to be in Jasper, Texas, because it just sounds so country.
So much cooler. Hey, Jasper, how you doing?
I was teaching in Jasper, Texas.
And then the Cowboys came.
So set this up for us. What happened to this teacher?
All right, well, interestingly enough, what happened with this teacher is he was just going through his class. They had a meeting. He was at the meeting, and he wasn't even on the agenda. The fact that he was liberal, atheist, anything else like that wasn't even on the agenda. But then some audience members got up and started questioning him concerning his atheism. And on the very next day, the principal was calling him in the office. And interestingly enough, he talks about how while in school, he openly supported Obama and he openly told his students to develop opinions of their own. Now, that to me, right there, is obviously a firing offense. Why would you teach children to think for themselves?
That was his first mistake. Small town, rural Texas, supporting a black man, B, supporting a Democrat. I don't know which is worse.
So he got suspended, and
I love it, for being too liberal.
For being too liberal, yeah.
How can you suspend someone for being too liberal, for their political beliefs? It's amazing to me, but that's what it was. And then apparently, now he taught here for 6 years. He taught in that school for 6 years, and for the past three, he taught, you know, U.S. history, government, economics. No complaints prior to this whatsoever.
Yeah. Not
prior
only
to this election year.
Yeah.
And no, I'm convinced it wasn't his atheism so much as, which he never really admits, as his support for Barack Obama.
Well, I think that may have spawned it. I think the fact that atheist, liberalist, whatever, fact that he was speaking about Obama kind of pointed them in the direction thinking, well, what else is he telling
you? You can tell what happened. I mean, they're following, you know, the weekly campaign trail. And, you know, they're having debates in class, and he's pro-Obama. And these little kids go back home, and they say, well, Mom, we were talking about Obama today, and my teacher told me he wasn't a terrorist.
And at that point, the mother pulls out the wad of chew she has, throws it in the garbage, and then says, terrorist? We can't have that in our country.
You realize we're right now being just as bad as the people in
Texas
are. Oh,
I know. That's kind of what I'm trying for at this point. I mean, if you do something like this, then I am going to point the finger and be just as bad to you, because this is just retarded.
You know, Leighton, two wrongs do not make a right.
Yes, but it sure is entertaining.
So, I mean, I think that's exactly what happened. They went home. He's supporting a Democrat. My God, I don't want these thoughts in my child's head. So they complained, and if he's a liberal, then clearly he's an atheist.
Obviously.
He's not church going. And apparently all the people on the board that wanted to get rid of him went to the same church. And the pastor at that church said, we need only Christian teachers in this school district.
You know, the worst thing about this is not only the fact that this teacher gets suspended for being too liberal, but that pastor takes over his position while he's on suspension, and there are rumors flying that the pastor is A, either going to permanently take over his position, or B, that they're going to co-teach. I guess that's their way of saying, okay, well, if we can't fire him, then we might as well find a way to make sure that he's not beating atheism into our children.
The pastor took over his position? I didn't see that.
Let's see, where was it? That the minister was now subbing at the school and that he had heard that he would be taking my position, or if I returned, he would be co-teaching with
me. Oh my God!
I can't believe you missed that. That was the point where I was almost standing up going, you little sons of... I mean, seriously, you're taking this guy out, not because he's a bad teacher, but because he doesn't believe the same way you do. Didn't we cover that when we came to America and set up this secular nation so we could all believe what we wanted?
The students had no problem with him. They tried to get a petition supporting the charges, which went from, I think, inappropriate discussion to very quickly... Well, first it was, you're too liberal and too atheist. They probably talked to the attorneys and they're like, oh, you can't fire him for that. Now it was like inappropriate discussion, and then after that it was like inappropriate activities or inappropriate touching or something like that.
Yeah.
Which, you know... even the accusation causes problems, especially in a small town.
Especially in a school setting. I mean, right. We're talking parents defending their children.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I missed that one sentence down there, but apparently they now have the minister who...
Who has been saying, let's get Christians into our schools
to teach. He has a lot of integrity and is merely teaching U.S. history and not giving any sermons or... any Christian slant in the class. I'm sure he wouldn't use a government organization that's taxpayer-funded to violate the First Amendment and use it to establish or advance a religion, right?
No, I could never see that happening. In fact, I don't even see this minister having a reason to get this guy kicked out of school. Oh, except for the fact that he's now trying to take over his job.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing to me.
Now, what I see this is... Look at the economy today. In the economy today, you have people being laid off left and right. Money's real tight. People are cinching their belts. Waitresses aren't getting paid the tips they should be because if it's an extraneous type bill, you don't have to pay it. So what I see is a preacher, minister of this town, all of a sudden seeing less and less money being paid to his church. Oh, look, I could get a job.
I would say that it's more... of the cultural battle where these ministers think that there's this massive left-wing atheist liberal conspiracy to poison the minds of children against Christianity. And it's his God-given duty and obligation to get back in that classroom and set this stuff right.
Oh, I agree with you entirely, but I cannot get the idea out of my head that this hasn't crossed his mind. That the fact that, hey, if I'm being put in this position, it betters me not only financially, but spiritually as well. Like you said, I think it's a dual sword there.
Almost, if you could crack open his skull and look into his brain, I think you would see that he believes that God is behind all of this, and he's blessing him, and he's cursing this liberal atheist.
Okay, now that... I will not go against for the simple fact that I've seen it in my own family.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, I can see him sitting there thinking, God has deigned this path.
Yes.
This is exactly what needed to be happened to teach this immoral atheist a lesson and to put me in a position to help.
Yeah.
And get paid.
Absolutely. The payment, I'm sure, is merely secondary. It is... the future for these poor children that he really cares about.
Yeah, you could spout that all you like, but I think it's a double-edged sword there. So, I mean, I can't believe that this is still going on.
Now, you know, they had a whole movie about the flip side of the coin, where there's this massive scientific conspiracy to silence these poor, intelligent design folk who are just trying to get their science out.
Really? What movie could that have been?
And they go through like four or five different people, and not one of them has a good case. The worst that they could say was that, oh, I got denied my tenure, which for that particular case, the guy didn't do anything but write an intelligent design book. He didn't shepherd very many graduate students through, and there's very little in the way of research. The stuff that guarantees you a tenure slot, he didn't do. They would often say, I tried to publish a paper, but I got laughed at. They criticized me. For good reason. That's what science is.
It's criticism. It's called peer review. They tear down your theories.
Yeah, that's what they do to everybody. But having such a thin skin.
I hate that movie. But I really do hate it.
This guy in Texas actually gets at least suspended and most likely fired from his job. Why? Because someone hints that he might be an atheist.
Yeah, that he might be spreading these atheistic ideas to the children he teaches. That he's allowing them to use their mind in something as liberal as a presidential election.
Yeah. Heaven forbid you support a black man in rural Texas.
I can't have that. Wait, are you trying to say that they're racist? That just kind of hit me.
I didn't say that.
No. No. Oh, you're just insinuating it.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean, this actually, I think he's gotten in touch with an attorney, and I'll be very interested to see the progress of this case, because to me, it seems a clear-cut violation of this guy's civil rights.
This is an open and shut case. The only thing...
it's rural Texas. He might get a rural Texas judge who is in the same church as the rest of these goobers.
Yeah, but he can always take that to a federal court.
We might have to wait to the appeals court.
I feel bad for situations like this because, yes, this is probably an open and shut case. However, once he finishes the case and goes back to that school...
He can't go back.
He can't. How can you go back to this school? And so, in a sick and twisted way, these retards down there in Texas have won the battle. Because if he goes back there, he's going to be criticized by parents. Parents are going to be talking bad about him behind his back. So will all the teachers. And there will be this constant insinuation and this watchful eye constantly burning into his back. How is that conducive to education?
He should have thought about that before he supported that Negro terrorist Barack Hussein Obama.
I see there's a recurring theme that you keep bringing up. I can't put my finger on it just yet, but I think there's a reoccurring thing.
Why can't he just love our freedom? Why does he love the gays so much?
Yeah, why not support a man who can't keep his composure and a woman who's obviously just a step above retarded?
It's homecoming for them.
I guess
Sarah Palin is like, going home and my God, there's a politician who's as dumb as I am.
Yeah, just don't ask a question, otherwise she'll smile and bat her eyes.
Let's elect the hell out of that woman.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, all I can say is thank God. I don't believe in God, but thank God that they were shot down. For once, I'm praying to God saying, thank you, Lord, for shooting down that. I don't know if that's blasphemy or not. Could that be?
On the one hand, thank God. On the other hand, it's almost evidence against a designer who cares about us that we would have a national candidate as patently stupid as Sarah Palin.
And yet as patently believing in God. And
believes the Earth's only 6,000 years old and the humans and dinosaurs walk together.
You mean that's not true?
All right, join us next week.
Where we'll review another retarded atheist news story.
I prefer to call them mentally challenged atheist news stories.
Yeah, that's because you haven't had the marbles to actually say what you think ever.